Before we get to this week's edition of News AF, I want to take a moment and thank one of our sponsors today, and those are friends over at Bear Mattress. Bear Mattress is designed for your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete, a weekend warrior like Danny Bryson, or just on your feet all day, you'll sleep better and perform at your best because Bear was built for optimal cooling, comfort, and muscle recovery. BearMattress.com is the place to go. That's BearMattress.com. And for a limited time, they've got a great offer. Use the code POD100 to get $100 off of your new mattress. Bear mattresses are very affordable. A mattress in a store can cost $1,000, but the Bear mattress starts at just $540. They're made in the USA, sold online, and they ship for free right to your doorstep. And they've got a 100-night risk-free in-home trial where you can get 100% of your money back. A Bear mattress sleeps up to 7 times cooler than a regular foam mattress as well. That's because they use a scientifically proven technology called Silient to help relieve tired muscles, improve sleep quality, and boost athletic performance. So go ahead and give it a try. They've got over 5,000 five-star reviews as well. That's at BearMattress.com, B-E-A-R, mattress.com. Use the code POD100 to save $100 off any size mattress for a limited time only. That's at BearMattress.com. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back once again to talk about the internet's most interesting news stories for the week of May 22nd, 2018, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the signal news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
All right. So we are here with our Action News AF team. First, let's start with the people in the continental United States. Here is the great Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
It feels good to be surrounded by other states and land. And it just, I can get in my car and I can go anywhere.
Go anywhere.
It feels so
except
nice.
Hawaii.
Yes.
I know. Yeah.
And now here is also Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm doing great too. It feels good that I can get in the car and not have to go to any other states.
Yes.
And go to a handful of beaches or see flowing lava if I so choose.
Yeah, yes. You're trapped on an exploding island.
You are in Hawaii, of course. So much news coverage the last couple of days over the volcanic eruptions. Are you?
Yep. News AF sent me out here to cover all of that.
Yes. Are you in a safe location, Tyson?
I think so.
That's
He's
it.
In a car. A car. We have seen video of
driving.
Cars being swallowed
by driving,
lava.
And we there's. I'm surrounded by old people, so I'm assuming we're safe.
Because you can push the old people down into the lava and
into
use
the
them
lava.
As steps.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stomp. Stomp.
Escape.
Stomp.
And you're good.
So, yeah. I mean, we're like over 100 miles away from the lava flow, I believe.
But are you still on the same volcanic island?
Same
with
island.
Big magma chamber underneath you.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
But there's big magma chambers, dude. When this is going to be hilarious, when we're sitting on the big island and everybody's like, hey, bro, you shouldn't be out
Yellowstone
there
explodes.
As Yellowstone blows. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, we were in the only safe place.
Mm-hmm. Next to an actual erupting volcano, not one about to explode.
One that was leaky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's okay to be leaky as a volcano.
Yeah, you can leak a little fluid that at least you know when it's coming. But when...
gotta be careful.
When we're sitting... Yeah. I half expected to get on here today and not get in touch with you guys because Yellowstone was going to explode. So...
Boy. Yeah, I guess out of the frying pan into the fire, I guess.
I guess so.
Boy. All right. Well, on that note, Tyson, should we even bother doing the show today?
Because of Yellowstone?
Yeah. Could be our last.
One last hurrah.
Okay. Are you just going to stay out there in Hawaii until the whole thing blows over?
Until Yellowstone blows up?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you got to let the ash settle. Of course. If Yellowstone does blow, we all know that it's going to send us back into an ice age. Which,
yeah, Tyson will be able to walk home.
Yeah,
well,
after a
I'm
couple
frozen.
Years.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm saying North Face. There's no North Face outlets here in Hawaii.
Oh, that's true.
And I don't know if I don't know if Tommy Bahama makes warm enough clothes to, you know, suffer through an ice age or not.
Right. So you feel like that all of the global warming talk is all going to be, that's why people shouldn't get too worked up about that.
Tyson, you can drape the dead bodies of old people over your shoulders like a mink shawl to keep
you warm.
Well,
I plan on just sleeping in a new one each night like a tauntaun.
There's a lot of them out there, so you could build all sorts of things with them.
Okay. All right. Tyson has a lot of practice for the American Surf Contest movie that he's going to be filming, so he needs to get to rehearsals later on today. So let's get to our top stories at this hour, and let's talk about this story about a pair of parents that are dealing with a very trying situation.
Like two separate pairs?
No, a mom and a dad, and in the Syracuse area, they are seeking the help of the courts to help get their 30-year-old son to move out of the house, Danny.
This could have been me.
It should have been you.
It should have been me. Whew, I dodged a bullet, barely. I got married, and then I had a kid real fast, so they couldn't do that to me.
Yeah.
Sent to see their grandchild to destitution.
Yeah. So the son is fighting this and saying that he has not gotten enough notice from mom and dad to move out. And so the parents have resorted to giving formal notice to their son, Michael, about that he needs to move out of the house.
Yeah, the reason I wanted to share this story is because the kid is either a lawyer or hired a lawyer, and it's crazy. They're in court, and he has all these things. Like, one of them is that when he first moved in with his parents, there was no agreement to do any type of chores or help with any type of payments or upkeep. So that is the agreement he is standing by. So he's like, so I still have to do none of that.
At the end of the day, he's got the strongest argument. I didn't ask to be brought into this world.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You brought me into this world of pain and darkness, and now I'm chained to your leg like a big ball and chain.
Here's the parents. Organize the things you need for work and to manage an apartment. You will need stuff at something
redacted.
You must arrange the date and time through your father so he can set it up with the tenant. Sell the other things you have that have any significant value. This is especially true for any weapons you may have.
Right.
You need the money. I don't think I would be trying to kick a 30-year-old kid with weapons out of my house.
I know what kind of weapons
Chinese
he has.
Chinese stars he probably has?
And swords and long swords. Daggers.
Yes. Danny, is there a ratio to how long you live with your parents and the number of weapons that you might have?
Yes.
So at where he is, I would guess that he's probably got 10 swords.
Yeah.
Three long engraved daggers.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably 15 to 20 throwing stars of different size.
Yeah. And are they all made of Damascus steel?
If possible. During the peak periods of his life when he could afford Damascus steel, yes.
Yes. Tyson, is it true, in addition to the weapons collection, that he has a poster of the Menendez brothers alongside the armory?
That is a bad sign.
Yeah, I think so. I actually, when I read the weapons stuff, I was like, these are bold parents because they could get a Chinese star weekly thrown at them.
Yeah.
And then the parents go on. They burn him so hard here. There are jobs available even for those with a poor work history like you. Get one. You have to work.
Yeah. So we don't assume that the young man, Michael, or the rapidly approaching middle-aged man is gainfully employed.
It doesn't seem like it is so, and it doesn't seem
at
like
one time he was
been.
Though, because he did afford all those weapons. So that position at Burger King might still be open if he was just willing to get back there.
Yeah. Now, in Michael's defense, I mean, when his parents die, isn't he going to have to just move back into the house? I mean, isn't
that's what he's counting on?
Right. He's like, if my parents wouldn't just die, I would just stay here. There'd be no problem.
The thing is, if he can even stay there before they die, at some point, parents just throw up their hands and accept it because they're just too old to deal with this crap. They'll probably move to Florida or join Tyson in Hawaii just to get away from him and be like, you know what? Yeah. This house is yours. We're writing it off. We're moving to Hawaii. We're sick of you. And then he wins. He just needs to stick it out. No, stick it out, buddy.
Wouldn't they sell the house in that scenario, Danny? Isn't that the move?
Yeah, but by then I'm sure he's got some kind of squatter's right. He's been there for 7 years. I'm sure he can lay claim to it one way or another. He obviously has a lawyer or you know, some law understanding. Genius. Yeah, so he'll probably fight tooth and nail. They'll probably not want to put up with that. They'll just say, you know what? We're done. We're going to Hawaii.
Yeah, here's all of his arguments. Common law requires 6 months' notice to quit before a tenant may be removed through ejectment action.
Yeah,
and who knows? Who knew he's never gotten a six-month notice.
Mm-hmm.
And
the crazy thing is that he still lives there. They all live in the same house. They're all passing each other in the hallways. They're all eating dinner probably in the same room. It's like, how awkward is that? What kind of a family is this?
Yeah.
You'll be hearing from my lawyer, Mom.
Also, you need to wash this, do the freaking laundry because I don't have any clean underwear.
Yeah.
This is the line I liked from the article the most. I already told you about it, but it's better in writing. Michael has also asserted that for the 8 years he's lived with his parents, he has never been expected to contribute to household expenses or assisted with chores and the maintenance of the premises or assisted with chores and the... That said it in there twice.
So
claims that this is simply a component of his living agreement. So he will continue to not help in any way.
So why is he only there 8 years? He hasn't been there for 30 years. Did he go away to college and then came back? And
sounds like it, starting the clock.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Because I was like, 8 years doesn't seem so bad. Because I lived with my parents for 18 years.
Yeah.
Then I went away for 2 years. Then I lived with them for another year. Then I went away for 6 years. Then I lived with them for another 4 years.
So here's an observation. I think the parents do take some of the blame because if you have a kid that hasn't worked for 8 years but has lived there from the year 22 to 30, I mean, you raised that kid. He could have been landscaping
this whole time.
In a large part because of how you raised him as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't there some responsibility to be laid upon the parents' shoulders for creating such a lazy kid? I mean, a great taste in weapons, but a terrible work ethic.
We don't know if they're Damascus steel, Danny.
I'm just going to guess, Tyson. I feel like it's a pretty safe bet.
Okay.
Do we think that Michael is bringing a lot of dates home?
I think he's bringing almost zero dates home.
You're not going to slay the babes at your parents' basement and your parents are there and
Damascus
they don't want you there.
Steel weapons. I think that if he can find someone who has a love for Damascus steel as much as he does, then yeah, definitely he's bringing babes home.
All right. So if we have any updates on this story, we'll be sure to talk about the next step in this ongoing legal battle.
He's not selling his weapons.
Yeah. So we have the story of a 30-year-old guy who won't move out of his parents' house. I guess in a similar vein, let's talk about this story about a local high school in Dallas where star of the basketball team was actually revealed to be a 25-year-old man.
The star of the high school basketball team. Did you say high school?
Yes. The Hillcrest High School basketball team had a new star in Rashawn Richardson, who was dropping 30 points a game and allegedly a 17-year-old. But it turns out that he is 25. Tyson, I believe they're calling this the reverse Michael Yerger.
Yeah, they are. This is the every former high school student athlete's dream. Is that their parents held them back for, 8 years so that they were bigger and stronger than everybody else in high school and could dominate whatever sport they wanted to.
Yeah.
So this kid or man, full grown man, what he did was he claimed that he was a victim of the hurricane and lost everything. So they allowed him to enroll in school without any ID. And then went to school, became the star of the basketball team, and this is the one this is the one that I think is really going to get him in trouble, was dating a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, that's a problem. Like, it's all like a fun, like a comedy movie.
Like a Disney movie. It's almost a Disney movie until he starts dating the 14-year-old girls.
Right. He wanted a second shot at high school glory. So Rashawn had an idea. He was going back to high school to pick up 14-year-old girls. Like, not good. Not good. Really, in the movie, he should fall in love with one of the teachers. And she's like, I can't date you. You're 17. But then,
Normally, in the movies, when there's a high school, like, you go back to the body of a high school person, but you still have the mind of an adult.
Right.
Like a big type of situation.
But this guy has the body of the adult and the mind of a child.
Right. So that's where the problem was. It was all, you know, it's one big prank until we get to that he dated, and not even like he dated a 17. He was pretending to be 17 and he dated a 17-year-old. He was like,
he was already doing something creepy as a 17-year-old.
Even if a real 17-year-old dating a 14-year-old is problematic.
Was it part of his ruse? Was he like, I'll fit in better if I have a young high schooly girlfriend?
Right. Like the other kids
no
in the
one
high school,
will suspect me.
The other seniors were sort of like giving him a hard time, like, hey, dating a freshman. Oh man, that's really, really robbing the cradle. It's like, you have no idea.
Yeah. Oh man, this guy. So I assume that whole season for them is going to have to be a wash, right? They can't keep those victories.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're going to vacate the basketball wins. Dan, do you know what the school is thinking?
Can you tell us exactly what the school is thinking?
We need a better vetting process for our students.
Mm-hmm.
A 25-year-old. Yeah, I saw this story and I just thought it was a show. Probably more than... No wonder he was slaying the babes. The 14-year-olds were so impressed.
Yeah. He had told people that he was a victim of Hurricane Harvey, and so he had to... He was a refugee and needed to set up at a different Dallas school. But do you think he went to classes too, Tyson?
Yeah, I think he did all of it.
Yeah. Do you think he got good grades?
This is crazy. I think the coaches helped him get good grades.
He's seen all the material before, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think the coaches were like, okay, you just got to show up to class. We'll fix everything. And the coaches went around threatening the teachers to give them good grades. That's usually how it happens, I think.
Yeah. I mean, how do you think that this all happened? Do you think this guy came up with this plan of like, he's like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like, oh, I get it. I'll go back to high school and play ball and see if I can get drafted into the NBA. Like, oh my God, the best.
Straight from high school.
this kid is a phenom. 17-year-old phenom. He's like, let's give him a huge deal in the NBA.
He's going to grow one more foot. He'll grow another foot before
he's only 17. Or like, was he playing ball somewhere and the coach came over and recruited him and kind of looked the other way?
No, he came to the school claiming he was a refugee from Hurricane Harvey,
mm-hmm.
and he was homeless and he had this story. And so the staff just accepted that story. And they thought he was a troubled kid in a terrible situation. They let him in, and now they've learned their lesson. Never
don't
do anything nice.
Yeah, don't do things, nice things for strangers.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, that's interesting is when he enrolled in school, he didn't enroll as a senior. He was like, I'll be a junior. I'm going to need 2 years of domination to get my MBA contract.
And even still... The math doesn't really add up because the article says he's now out on bond, but if he hadn't been caught, he would have been nearly 30 when he graduated for the second time. That's just like a generous rounding to say he'd be nearly 30. Or
no,
was he on track to graduate for 5 years?
I think he wasn't on track. I think they were like, well, they're going to hold him back, and
he still has
4 years of eligibility in high school sports, so they're going to do that on purpose. Yeah,
look, that's two stories in a row of people who are older but want to be children again.
So let me ask you this. When, let's say he's a grandfather, is he going to tell the stories of his high school basketball domination
Dad,
where he was the number
why is there
one?
Such a,
and,
Grandpa, why is there such an age difference between you and Grandma?
Yeah, but also, like, I remember my last year playing high school basketball. I averaged 40 points a game. Triple-doubled every single thing I did.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, that's cool. And he's like, yeah. And then the high school before where I played out 4 years.
Yeah.
Late, different story. Just a run-of-the-mill athlete.
It doesn't even really look like he was doing a great job of hiding this. Because in this mugshot, I mean, he has a mustache also.
Yeah, but that's like the classic high school facial hair.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
The kids grow a wispy mustache. To
you grow a wispy
men.
Mustache because you're too afraid to try shaving.
Yeah, this is perfect. This is all part of the disguise, the wispy mustache.
Okay, so yeah.
The dark under eyes are more of a giveaway of a man who's seen too much.
Well, he has a story that he was chased out of his home by...
Those eyes tell a story.
By Hurricane Harvey.
The dark under eyes. Yeah, but I don't think there's many... Maybe nowadays with all the video games and stuff, but when I was in high school, I don't think anybody had dark under eyes.
How many swords do you think this guy has?
This dude has one.
Kane took them all.
Dope. He has one dope samurai sword.
Yeah, definitely. He's a samurai sword guy.
Yeah, he's got one samurai sword.
He's got one katana.
Not Damascus steel, though.
No. Just a decorative one. Yeah.
So let's talk about I think we should have a new segment for the worst airline passenger of the week. I think that could easily
tough
be an award
competition
that we hand out. And
was it me this week with complaining to American Airlines via Twitter?
Maybe you could have been in the top five, but I don't think you outdid this man who was caught urinating on the seat in front of him on a flight. I think that if you're watching this, I think he was filmed on video. If you want to check this out, here's this guy, and he is unzipped his pants and is urinating on the seat in front of him, which is really
Danny.
Not even a good strategy of how you would want to do that, because there's going to be a lot of splashback, right?
Yep.
Hero or zero, Danny. I know you're anti-airline. Hero or zero?
Okay, first of all, you guys didn't even mention the things he did before.
Well, he looks like an older guy. I thought
he's
okay,
a zero.
He
harassed.
Yeah.
He was seated somewhere else, and he harassed the women he was seated next to. He was drunk. He had a ton of alcohol. Okay. And so this is the weird part. The airlines, after he just harassed two women, moved him all the way to the back of the plane next to a solo woman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that seems like, wouldn't you put him next to a guy? Maybe a big, strong, burly guy? They sit him next to a woman. Yeah, or off the chuck him, open the airlock and kick him out.
The airlock.
And so they sit him next to this lady, and that's when he decided that he had to relieve himself, even though he was right next to the toilet.
So he wasn't doing an FU to the airline. He was just too drunk to know what he was doing.
He was way too drunk, to know what he was doing.
Allegedly, he touched one sleeping female passenger and asked another woman about her sexual and marital life.
That's just small talk.
Yeah.
Right?
People are really down on this idea. Oh, China wants to give everybody a number. And then if you go below a certain number,
this guy.
You can't get out of the line. I'm for it.
But this is exactly who the system would help us all avoid.
Down.
He's out of control.
Yeah.
Out of control.
We need a do not fly list. And this guy should have to, work his way back up. Like, don't even let him on trains.
Good deed after good deed.
Yeah, he can only ride Greyhound buses. Like, those will basically be the only form of transportation for people on lists.
And God knows what
those you're supposed
there.
You're supposed to piss on those.
Yeah.
Now they're like, okay, do you have to go pee? And you're like, not yet. And they're like, we'll let you on when you have to.
In fairness to him, he was flying on Frontier Airlines.
Yeah. That was a $7 ticket. That's actually cheaper to fly Frontier than to do anything on Greyhound.
The thing is, alcohol on airplanes, right, is a good idea in that it can help a lot of people hopefully relax, maybe smooth out some of their anxieties. But when people like him get a hold of it, then you've got
a party
it's gone
animal.
Too far. Yeah, you got a real party animal.
You got a party.
He's the only one on the plane wanting to party. Everybody else just wants to take a nap. He's like, I'm ready to party.
Yeah. It's too much.
I think he also talked to the women about how his private parts had been electrified.
Electrified? Was he on an electric fence?
It was some kind of phrasing like that. A weird way of saying that he was aroused.
He was ready. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for, you know, at
good
least
for him.
His libido.
Is that what you're going to say? You're on this man's side
yeah,
now,
Yeah, you're
Rob?
Like, no, yeah. Rob is just saying, at his age, good for him yeah. that he's still able to do that.
Okay.
The coverage of this story has been kind of crazy because it's been everywhere because this woman filmed a video of it. This article, which is from CBS Denver, which I really love, they have a disclaimer at the bottom of the page. And the disclaimer refers to the video that they show. It says,
don't watch it.
Yes, it says, warning, a photo provided by the passenger shows what appears to be the man peeing. While it doesn't clearly show his private parts, it does show a big stream of pee. Click here to view it.
I just think they put that CBS. The warning is to entice you to watch it. That yeah. doesn't persuade you. Yeah. Oh,
a big stream of pee. Why didn't they say urine?
Yeah, this is a news website. A big stream of pee.
Pee.
A big stream. That tells us a lot.
It does. A big, thick, healthy stream.
But we can get a lot from the information by analyzing that stream. Was he, did he drink enough water?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does he own any Damascus steel?
That'll never come through. But looking at a picture of him, I can say that I think that he probably does own some.
Big stream of pee. Yeah.
Why is Damascus steel so hot right now?
I don't know. But let's get this guy, the 30-year-old kid that won't move out of his parents' house, and the 25-year-old guy that went back to high school. Let's get them all living in an apartment together. I feel like that's a wacky sitcom. Ooh.
With the plane pisser?
Yeah.
Yeah. The plane pisser, Michael, the 30-year-old guy who refuses to move out of his parents. And who else is getting
Rashawn,
in there?
The basketball guy, Rashawn.
Oh, the basketball guy. Yeah, that is awesome. I think Rashawn will probably have to be on house arrest because of the whole 14-year-old girlfriend thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all part of the wackiness, right? Yes.
But the guy on the plane also gets a misdemeanor or something for exposing himself.
Tyson, that's true. So... two sex offenders, one person who doesn't even know the definition of sex.
He's never seen it in real life.
Right. Michael's parents are going to move out, and those two are going to move in. Is the only thing that could could save Rashawn now, Tyson, is it possible that this could be the ultimate meet cute, and could the 14-year-old girl actually be a 30-year-old woman who was going back to the high school pretending to be a 14-year-old?
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
That'd be a lucky break for him. Or
that'd
unlucky
be a really
for
lucky
him.
Break for him.
Mentally for him.
Why didn't you tell me? Like, well, I didn't want you to know I was 30.
He doesn't want to date a contemporary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you think of a 30-year-old who lives with their parents? I had to say I was 14 and go to this high school to avoid the shame and the social embarrassment.
Do you think that's what Michael's doing too? He's somehow going to high school every day and lying to his parents and saying he's gainfully employed.
Yeah, no, he told his parents he was going back to school. And they're like, all right, well, at least Michael, he can't find a job. He's doing the right thing. He's going back to school. But he went back to high school.
As a 14-year-old girl.
To become the superstar of the LARPing club.
Okay. Let's talk about this story. Scary story from the Palm Beach Post. A local power outage alert had been sent to people. It read, power outage and zombie alert for residents of Lake Worth and Terminus. There are now far less than 7,380 customers involved due to extreme zombie activity. Restoration time is uncertain.
Is that supposed to be a joke?
Wait, what is that? What does zombie mean in this context?
So there was a power outage, but then they sent the alert that it was caused by zombies. So, we had this situation where also another Hawaii news story where people got the alert that there was like some sort of an incoming
missile
bomb
on the way.
Yeah. And that was like a test. But how does a zombie alert come across the emergency broadcast system?
Who wrote this message?
Well, it has to be a joke because Terminus is a Walking Dead location.
So this is all funded by the Walking Dead. Because their storyline just continues to recycle itself and people are not interested anymore. So this is just an attempt to get people to watch The Walking Dead, right? That's what it sounds like.
I don't know. No.
So how much did The Walking Dead have to pay to get this put out? And why was their demographic the Palm Beach Post?
Well, it's weird because that there actually was a power outage. So I don't know. Like, was this just like a saved message that was like that they were like
somebody it was like was a like, joke message?
Like,
well, are you certain around? That there weren't zombies, Rob?
No. Well, I mean, I have no evidence one way or the other.
Well, they call people who smoke that certain type of weed or marijuana, synthetic.
Salts?
No, synthetic marijuana. In New York, Flocka. They have those zombies, or they call them the Walking Dead, that they just wander the alleyways or lay down. So maybe they were involved. But I think actually Rob's got this right. I think someone wrote this message as kind of like a test,
and it
right?
was like saved a joke in, like, message. The drafts folder.
Yeah, exactly. They never went back and revised it.
Imagine. Wouldn't that be funny?
And then no one came back and revised it, and it got sent out.
Okay. So don't keep these in your any of your funny, really funny jokes in your drafts.
By the way, these people had to come out and apologize. Lake Worth, the company. Why should they apologize?
Somebody might have thought.
I'm serious. Like, why should they apologize? What in this message demands an apology?
There's people in this world that actually believe in zombies. I know those are the people that we want to prank the most.
We want to flush those people out.
Well, how do we know, Danny, that grandma's in hospice? Let's get over there and get her before she turns. we gotta impale. Can't have grandma walking around as a zombie.
That's what you want, because grandma's got real bad health problems. If she gets bit by a zombie,
put her down.
You have all these 30-year-old basement dwellers flinging Damascus steel Chinese stars at everything that moves.
No, that guy's going to be a valuable ally soon.
Okay, but I seriously don't think this requires an apology.
So how would you react to it? Just ignore it?
Say, hey, you know what? You should be thanking us for giving you a ray of sunshine in a moment of darkness.
Throughout the daily doldrums that you've encountered your entire life, there's one bright spot that you'll always remember, and this is it. You're welcome.
And you piss all over it like a guy in a plane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Although I bet the 25-year-old guy who went back to high school who dated the 14-year-old, I feel like a zombie apocalypse is sort of like best case scenario for him now.
He's good. Another.
No foul. All right.
Another reset.
Yeah.
That's two.
Yeah.
Two Reset in one lifetime. Two.
It's all happening for him. Danny, I know that you and Liz have a busy social life. Do you guys ever do any breeing?
I need to know more about what that is before I admit to anything.
Yeah, I thought you were going to ask him if he ever talks to her. You guys have a really busy social life. Do you guys ever talk to each other?
Yesterday, she did yell at me for not showing enough emotion.
And
I thought that
cry?
Was a good thing, right?
Not too high.
Yeah,
not
you're
too low.
Being a man, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is this breeing?
Yeah, Tyson, have you done any breeing with Rachel?
Doesn't sound right, by the way. When you say breeing with Rachel,
is it a cheese thing?
Yeah, it's a cheese thing. So it's a new fad, which is how a lot of people in the suburbs are getting their MDMA.
What's MDMA?
It's commonly known as, I believe, the chemical which is referred to as ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
Molly, I believe it's also.
Yep.
This is what people in some of the British suburbs are doing, where you go to a party and then they lace the brie with the MDMA and it all happens.
Well, I would never take this because I dislike brie. I know that's an unpopular opinion.
Also, you take this, dude, who knows what you're going to end up wearing or doing?
You'll be pissing on a plane for sure.
Is that part
and
of the excitement?
Also, part of the fun, Danny.
No,
you'll wake up pissing on a plane, dating a 14-year-old, being the high school superstar of your basketball team with a slew of Damascus weapons in your quiver.
Yeah. People are taking their MDMA, they're wrapping it in brie as a way instead of like snorting it or some of these other very tacky ways to do it. This is the classiest way to get MDMA into your system.
I mean, just put it in your mouth. Why go through the extra step of having to go buy cheese, put it all together? You already have the pill.
Take it from a pro.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, take it from a pro. I mean, I prefer everything to be suppository.
Danny, when you're taking ecstasy at 11 a.m., I think you need to class it up a little bit.
Danny, there's no way I can eat a block of cheese at 11 a.m. Are you kidding me?
The best part is they put the thing in the middle of the block, so you have to gnaw through it like a wild animal.
The entire thing to finally get the drug.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that makes the most sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess that we have on the Twitch chat, Pro Sniper Dog says, who's doing this? Mm. This might be another fake story from the people who know nothing about drugs, because who would waste drugs trying to put them in some weird cheese?
That's a good point, yeah. Because what some house mom got the drug, didn't know what to do, didn't have the guts to take it, like visually watch it go from her hand to her mouth. So she thought, I'll put in this cheese. If I eat it, I eat it. I won't be responsible 100%
for my
actions.
If the cops show up, I'll be like, it was in the cheese, I guess.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, somebody, one of the people in the party, leaked it out, and it was probably the same guy that did the condom snorting story, and it's taken the world by storm when there's actually only six people who are doing broga in this whole entire world.
So you think that this is just this one select group of friends that are breeing, and it's a 50-year-old woman that tells the story of breeing?
I think it's like maybe a small percentage of people, but now obviously it might be a little more popularized as people who are like sick of doing like key parties and swinger parties and stuff are like, let's try something new. Mm-hmm, I've read up on this thing on Daily News about how you put drugs in brie.
And we all
like,
love cheese.
I like brie. Ooh, I like
we
brie.
All love cheese. Yeah, this is a great idea. Let's do fondue with it. That sounds like a better thing.
Get your MD.
I like
back
fondue.
Fountain.
Bring back the fondue parties. Weren't those for swingers in the 70s? Wasn't that a thing?
Was that like code? Probably. Nobody really liked fondue. It was just like set up for, hey, let's have a key party.
Well, and fondue is one of the most disgusting foods to eat during a swing when everybody around you is having sex in all various locations of the house. Like if a ton of people are having sex around you, the last thing you want is a liquidy goo to
eat. It's a belly of cheese.
Right.
Well, you don't want a liquidy goo that's like this big open fountain. What you need is something packaged twice, and when you unwrap it, you have to unwrap it again, and then it's a solid food item that you can put the entire thing in your mouth without having to touch it or have it be touched.
I went to a fondue restaurant with Tyson in Switzerland, and it was hot and sweaty, so it was already primed for disgusting orgy stuff. But the thought of having to eat that cheese while watching 50-year-olds have sex, that's too much.
Well, and maybe there's like miniature volcanic explosions, just eruptions all over, mm-hmm. and you're trying.
I just, cheese and sex shouldn't go together. And I don't know if that's what you do when you're on MDMA. I think that mostly you just like enjoy the.
Yeah, I think they said, I don't even know if there's any men there. I think they're just sort of like rolling around.
Yeah, it's more of a heightened sense of everything,
right?
That's
what they said in the article, Tyson.
Oh, did you feel this shirt? Oh, feel this
shirt. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But then again, it's just like those professional cuddlers who are only paid to cuddle. I think that what people say they do and what they actually did, those are two very different
things.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like the people who said they can orgasm just from closing their eyes. And it's like, no, you guys have both never had an orgasm.
Like the Rotharians, right? All right. And then I got one other story before we get to Danny's bolt hole. And, this is a story of censorship, that there was a family that wanted to get a graduation cake for son, Jacob, who was finishing up a Christian-based homeschooling program. So they got him a cake, but the grocery store public said, oh no, we are not making this profane inscription on the cake. No way. Shut it down. We are not writing something about summa cum laude. No way. And so they refused to write the Latin word, which is the middle word of summa cum laude, Danny.
Yeah, but they put the dashes there.
Like it's so. Hangman.
What does summa cum laude mean? Does that mean penis cum butt?
I don't know Latin. We'll have to ask.
It sounds like the lyrics of like a hit 80s song.
Yes. They said, no, we will not do that. Get out of here with that. We don't write profane cakes.
They're high.
How old is this kid? I have a ton of questions, because if this kid's homeschooled, then how come he gets to be part of whatever this thing means? I'm going to Google it because I don't know what it means. And somebody probably in the Twitch chat already sent it and I look like a stupid idiot.
Yeah, it means highest honors, I believe. But the homeschooling angle of this is interesting because
highest honors.
Yes.
Who else is going to win that in homeschool?
Does he have a twin brother? I mean, I don't know how impressive that is.
He gets all the awards.
Is that a joke, though? Maybe it's just funny. Maybe they're just being funny, or they're, you know how homeschool families are. Their attempt at humors are yeah. somewhere.
Right.
They're missed by the rest of us.
A little off.
Well, here's the thing. So they said that he had a 4.89 GPA.
Oh, that's impossible.
But
that's just arbitrary.
You know, is it when if mom's grading your papers, though, does that matter?
Yeah.
I know we're making it fun a lot here of homeschool, but I'm sure that they have to go take state tests that also are an indication of their grade and skill level, right?
Well, and
I hope so.
I am toying with the notion of homeschooling my child.
Okay.
Because I've met school teachers before.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you homeschool like kids with you all day long, you have nowhere to get rid of them.
Like she's already with me all day long.
I know, but that's because you have a good kid. Once you have a bad kid, you'll be longing for public education to take them away from you.
I don't care what happens at that school. Just give me my time.
Plus, homeschool kids can turn out a little strange.
No, they always turn out strange.
So that's another risk because they don't have the same social interactions when it's just mom and dad.
I know, but they have Damascus steel.
I know, like, and they get 4.89 GPAs and cakes.
What your kid is going to lack in social interaction and friends, they're going to gain in Damascus steel collections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but at least my kid can laugh at the word come.
That's true.
He's known what it is since he was in fifth grade.
Do you think that was the issue, Danny, that there was a homeschooled person that lived that worked at Publix then?
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, this is not appropriate.
I heard about this word. No way.
If it had been a public school individual who put this on the cake, they would have been laughing. They would have made it larger than the rest of the words and high-fiving.
Yeah. Public supermarket was the problem, not public school.
We always call that supermarket Publix.
Well, that's why Tyson, you did this because they're so
I went to public
they're
school.
So sensitive.
Yeah, I could tell.
What? This is another prankster. Try like the ones that say Publix. That's it. Shut it down.
It really, when I first saw that, I did think Publix as well.
Yeah. The first time I saw it, I was in Florida and I was like, a grocery store named Publix is not appetizing at all.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah. This is why you can't leave anything to the imagination because we're going to go there first.
Right. Jacob, whose cake it was, gave a quote to the newspaper. The cake experience was kind of frustrating and humiliating because I had to explain to my friends and family like what that meant. And they were giggling uncontrollably. At least my friends were. Is Jacob lying? Does he have friends, Danny?
Well, yeah, I think he was.
Let's clarify.
His Damascus steel
friends
weapons.
In the real world. I mean, I'm sure he's got friends, people he's bonded with on Minecraft. But in terms of like friends, and I'm sure they laughed because they were 30-year-old men, some living in the basements of their parents' house. But yeah, I'm sure he had people that laughed at it. I wouldn't call them friends, but they might have been.
Okay. All right. So we will see.
Peers. Probably peers.
Peers. There you go. Associates.
Yeah. Yeah. Publix was reached out to by the local ABC station, and they did not respond. This all took place in South Carolina.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So Publix did not respond.
No, they have not. Corporate has not issued a statement on what's going on here. But we will keep you guys apprised if we hear any updates on that. Before we get to Danny's bolt hole, let me quickly thank a sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And those are our friends over from canvaspeople.com. Hey, not only is graduation day coming up, as Jacob could tell you about, Father's Day is also around the corner. A great time to commemorate the special people in your life. Maybe Michael could smooth something over with his parents if he were to check out canvaspeople.com, upload a nice photo of him with mom and dad. Maybe they might let him stay for another month or two without any questions. If he takes advantage of this offer where he can get $0 pricing on a 11 by 14 photo from canvaspeople.com with promo code RHAP. Tyson, you think that would work? You think that mom and dad might let him stay?
They would definitely let him stay, and on top of that, he wouldn't have to sell any of his weapons.
Yeah. Danny, or maybe Jacob's mom and dad might want to commemorate his graduation cake with taking this photo they took and putting that on canvaspeople.com.
Oh my gosh, what a memory that would be.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing way to commemorate graduation day for Jacob or any holiday. There's nothing that like taking the special memories from your life and turning them into a beautiful canvas work of art. And you can try it now. They're so sure you're going to love it. That's why they give you that offer for 11 by 14 canvas people photo for $0 pricing. It's a $69.99 value. You just pay the shipping and handling. So go and check it out at canvaspeople.com. We know you're going to love it. So go ahead, use that special code RHAP to get your Canvas People 11x14 photo for free. You just pay the shipping and handling and get your customized canvas photo that you're going to love hanging in your home. That's at canvaspeople.com. Upload your photo and then use promo code RHAP. All right. There you go. Let's get into what's going on with Danny and the bolt hole.
Down, 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 down.
I think you're gonna like it.
Down, 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 down.
I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
Danny, I thought you were gonna have a whole dance choreographed to that thing. Not yet.
Well, this is just me entering. Like I'm swimming through bolt holes.
Like you're spreading the flaps of the bolt hole.
Swimming.
Get swimming. Right in there.
It's a holiday today that you guys may not be aware of, although you should be because you guys love
it. Boxing Day?
Cryptocurrency? No. Nope. It's a crypto holiday.
Cryptocurrency, Tyson?
We're so-so on it.
You guys flamed out about as quickly as the currency did.
No, we're waiting for it to spike and then laugh in everybody's faces.
So today is called, I got to get this right. Where is the Bitcoin Pizza Day?
Bitcoin Pizza Day?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the day when the man bought the pizzas?
It's called Bitcoin Pizza Day, and it's celebrated by crypto people because it's one of the first purchases to be made with Bitcoin. So it was a big moment where someone used something that appears fake to old people and used it to buy something in the real world. And the kid used, now this is the best part of this story. The kid spent 10,000 bitcoins to get two Papa John's pizzas. 10,000 bitcoins.
Papa John's laughing now.
The value of those bitcoins, I'm sure you guys are aware, right now is $83 million. Mm-hmm.
But and it was over twice that at one point.
Yeah, but he used it to buy two mediocre pizzas.
He's slightly less embarrassed about the whole thing now.
I mean, he's on one not very many people get to create a holiday, right? So he was part of something special. He could probably commemorate it with one of those pictures that you're talking about. But he is out $83 million. So the question is, how much is it worth to you to start a holiday? It's not worth $83 million.
No, definitely not. Do you think that Lazio do you think he gets free pizza from Papa John's on this day, considering that he gave them $83 million worth of cryptocurrency, Tyson?
I kind of hope that he does.
I don't think he does.
I bet they can't even find where that cryptocurrency went.
Yeah.
You think it's just sitting there somewhere on someone's computer? Like, what happens? They sent it to Papa John's.
Or something,
Where they laughed and then deleted it and they just gave him two pizzas and high-fived? I mean, is that what happened?
Yeah, I think it is something like that. I think whoever the manager of the store was familiar with Bitcoin enough to take the transaction as kind of like a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then he probably was like, let him have the free pizzas. We don't care.
Yeah.
And then now everybody that was involved in that transaction is scrambling to find what happened to those Bitcoin.
Some Papa
John's. I want to know. That's the follow-up to the story that I want to find.
Right.
Is where are those Bitcoin now?
Right. The manager of some Papa John's, God knows where, then what happened to all that cryptocurrency?
If he took it, that's the greatest heist in all. Like, maybe he took it, paid for the pizza with his own money. Then he took the Bitcoin, and now he's on a beach sipping whatever you sip on a beach.
I believe he's
somewhere
eating,
in Mexico.
Brie with MDMA.
He took his money and went to the suburbs in England, where he now eats brie cheese. With laced with drugs.
Breeing operation.
But that's what I would have done. I would be like, yeah, dude, I'll take them and I'll buy your pizza. And then you take and you pocket the 10,000 bitcoins.
That's what you would have done in hindsight. Yes, definitely.
No.
But back then you would have laughed and been like, that's a bunch of BS. That's not worth shit.
Well, but like I said, I think the manager, like you pointed out, probably all also understood Bitcoin a little bit. So he was willing to take them and pay for the
pizza. Yeah, but he understood it as a joke. I think he understood it, but there's a lot of people who are like, oh, I know kind of the premise behind it, but they don't fully understand it or value it. So I think you as the manager would have been like, that's funny to pay.
No,
for
I wouldn't.
Like
I would
Bitcoin.
Have been like, what is this witchcraft you speak of? Bit what?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take it and then I'm going to sit on it for 10 years and see if it's worth it.
Oh, hopefully.
Well, then this same guy did something else that he then bought a pizza a couple of months ago with something called Lightning Network, Tyson. Do you feel like will lightning strike twice for this guy, or is that just every new cryptocurrency this guy has to buy a pizza with it?
Every single new one he has to buy a pizza
with. How about this, Tyson? Rob, what if we've had a lot of time travelers? What if they're trying to get back to the time when this pizza was purchased to become the manager of this place? To
Good
take
idea.
The Bitcoins and then disappear back to the future.
Like Lazio, I'll sell you a pizza for 9,000 Bitcoin.
Well, why couldn't you just go back in time and buy your own Bitcoin at even cheaper than that?
Because this kid's got 10,000. All you have to do is sneak in as a manager at Papa John's.
I think that's against the prime directive of time travel also.
Do not interfere with Papa John's.
Right. No, you can sell something to somebody, but I don't think you can just go and, you know, bring it and have convert your money.
This is how we got Trump as president,
so
was
you,
the time
so
traveler went
back
and got a job.
You have to go back and set up a pizza store.
Okay. Well, why can't I just go back and buy a bunch of Bitcoin in my name and then go back to the future and retrieve it?
You're breaking the prime directive of time travel, Tyson.
Well, why can't I have somebody else buy it for me?
Look, if you are providing a good or a service for somebody, that's kosher. But when you are just like converting money, going back in time, that's called laundering time travel money.
Okay.
Also, Tyson, it is okay when time traveling to walk around naked. I saw that in a movie.
Yes.
So
you don't want to be a time launderer.
No.
So how about we do this? So we could go back in time, invent Google, Amazon, Snapchat, Facebook, and then get out of Facebook before everyone found out we were spying on them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a lot of work, good. Though.
Yeah, that is a lot of work. It'd be a lot easier to just go back and work at this
pizza place for a little bit.
We really don't know how to invent any of those things.
Do you think that? Do you think the kid that spent the $10,000, 10,000 Bitcoin on pizza? Do you think every day, especially over the last couple of months, he's just been in a pit of depression?
Well, we don't know how much Bitcoin he had. Like, he was smart enough to be in on Bitcoin in what year? 2010. So you have to imagine that he did not just have 10,000 Bitcoin lying around. Said, "I'll use it for pizza," and then forget this. I'm out.
He could have. That could have been his like last hurrah. He was like, what am I even doing with this stuff? I'm going to see if I can get rid of it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. He's like, oh, this is stupid. I'm just going to get rid of it. See if I can get something from it. Whatever. I'll take whatever I can get. Two pizzas. Boom.
I'm out.
And every day since then, he's been crying.
So how much was 10,000 Bitcoin worth back then? $20?
Yeah,
let's just guess. Let's just say that's what it was. Yeah. It was equal to the cost of
20, 30, 40 bucks.
Pizza. Yeah, they're saying it was $25 at the time.
Wow.
So, anyway, there you go.
Yeah.
I got to wrap things up because I actually have to go pick up a kid.
Of course.
You would.
Yes. Tyson is on vacation as well, so we'll let him get back to everything that's going on there. Thank you guys so much for checking this out, and we always appreciate you guys joining us for the live Twitch stream as well. Tuesday mornings, 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 noon Eastern. You can join our follow the Twitch channel to watch the show as well. Go to twitch.tv/RHAP as well. All right. Danny, Tyson, anything else?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
I love you guys.
Right, love you too. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.